Just days after Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, Kyiv applied to join the European Union. 4 months later, EU leaders at a summit in Brussels approved the request and put Ukraine on the path to future membership.
We have decided to grant candidate status to Ukraine and Moldova, and we are ready to grant candidate status to Georgia once priorities will be addressed.
There can be no better sign of hope for the citizens of Ukraine, Moldova and Georgia in these troubled times.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called the EU's decision a unique and historical moment in relations.
We have just received the European Union candidacy. This is a victory. We've been waiting for this for 120 days of the war and even 30 years of our independence.
It usually takes years for a country to gain candidate status after applying. Some EU officials said fast-tracking the process would prove the bloc's solidarity with Ukraine as it defends itself against Russian attacks. A sentiment echoed by the head of Ukraine's mission to the EU at a gathering in the city.
It's important for the whole country, for the whole society, and it's important also for the Ukrainian army to have a clear reason what we are fighting for. We are fighting for the future. We are fighting for the modern, independent, sovereign European country.
Becoming a candidate country is only a step to be granted. Membership is a long and arduous process that could take many years.
Some Western Balkan countries have been waiting for more than a decade for progress on their EU bids. Leaders from the region were also in Brussels to urge EU officials to speed up the process. North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia and Montenegro are all candidate countries that want to achieve full membership.
We definitely support the candidacy status for Ukraine. We also support the candidacy status for Moldova. We are very thrilled that Georgia is also being given a European perspective. But we also ask our European partners not to forget about or leave the Western Balkans behind.
The EU's approval of Kyiv's candidacy sends a strong message not only to Ukraine but also to Russia, that despite Moscow's firepower and efforts, Kyiv is determined to look west. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Brussels.